Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut. Ineye ma'al keruda. Medinde kwesi ra nehem pata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'al kerude. My name is Kwesi ra nehem pata akan. Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit, ancestral religion, in essence, is the ritual incorporation of divine law and the ritual restoration of divine balance. Through ritual, we incorporate those things, behaviors, and entities we need in order to harmonize with Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshye, divine order. And through ritual, we restore Ma'at, Ma'at, balance, to our lives when imbalance occurs. It is through the instrument of religion, ritual practice, that we fulfill the cultural mandate given to us by Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being. We actualize the manner of living, that mode of operating in the world, which was divinely imprinted upon our collective akra, our collective soul, by Nyamewa Nyame. The incorporation of Nokware, truth, is the basis of our ability to effectively execute the ritual requirements of Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit ancestral culture. The rejection of Nokware renders our ritual practice ineffective and empty, for the rejection of Nokware, truth, is not supportive of divine order. Our ritual practice, our religion, then becomes useless. It can no longer serve as a means to incorporate divine order and restore divine balance as we function in creation when Nokware, when truth, is rejected. Nokware shows us very clearly that Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religion is the only religion that exists, the only religion that has ever existed, and the only religion that ever will exist or can possibly exist. Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religion does not respect other quote-unquote religions, for all other quote-unquote religions are not religions at all. They are perverted fragments of Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religion. Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut do not respect Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Hebrewism, Rastafarianism, Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Vedanta, quote-unquote Native American so-called religion, Hermeticism, Kabbalism, New Age pseudo-esotericism, nor any non-Afurakani, non-Afurait Kaitnit pseudo-religions or pseudo-spiritualities in any form. All of these pseudo-fake religions and fake quote-unquote spiritualities are nothing more than instruments of disorder wielded and supported by the whites and their offspring to corrupt the awareness and thus the behavior of Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut. In this manner, white rule has been perpetuated, for it is in this manner that Nokware, truth, is distorted in our awareness, our instrument of incorporating and restoring divine order and balance. Our religion is thus compromised. The full embrace of Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religion is based on the internalization and upholding of Nokware, truth. To reject Nokware is to reject Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshye, divine order. This is to reject Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit ancestral culture and religion at its core. Akan, Ebe, Yoruba, Igbo, Bakango, Bambara, Dogon, Minnyanka, Gurumanchi, Nguni, Soto, Khoikhoi, San, Dinka, Gikuyu, Maasai, Gala, Chokwe, Wolof, Chwa, Ovambo, Basa, Fula, Fang, Azande, Sara, Afar, Botswana, Phone, Ovimbundu, Chewa, Lobi, Bemba, Senufo, Ijao, Ibibio, Apono, Wahutu, Watutsi, Mbole, Bakuba, Kanesu, Kamau, Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit people, wherever we come from, share the common thread of Nokware, which unifies all of our cultural and religious practices. We embrace and internalize nokware. We reject and eradicate lies. This is the Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit way. It is the height of insanity for any Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit individual to claim to have returned to his or her ancestral religion, yet in the same breath claim allegiance to the fictional cartoon characters and fake gods promoted by the whites and their offspring, including Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, Jacob, Esau, David, Solomon, Sheba, Menelik, Yahweh, Yeshua ben Pandera, Allah, Muhammad, Bilal, Brahman, the Devas and Devis, Buddha, Melchizedek, and all of the other characters found in the Bible, Quran, Talmud, Dhammapadas, Bhagavad Gita, Bardotaskral, and the many other fake quote-unquote scriptures and writings concocted by the whites and their offspring after they corrupted fragments, after they deliberately corrupted fragments of our ancient writings. Such a misguided allegiance to falsehood betrays the fact that such an Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit individual has not fully returned to his or her ancestral religion. Such an individual is still infected with the lust-dominated culture of the whites and their offspring. The lust created by the infection manufactures the misguided attraction and allegiance to lies. Such an infected Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit individual develops a perception of reality which is shamefully distorted. They therefore arrive at foolish conclusions about religion, about spirituality, that were actually pre-programmed into them by the white ill culture. When an Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit individual is truly in tune with his or her Okra, divine soul or consciousness, and the Abosom and Nananom Nsamanfo, the deities and honored ancestresses and ancestors, he or she will not be able to embrace such foolishness. He or she will be precluded from uttering the names of the make-believe gods and make-believe characters as though they are real. He or she will be prevented from picking up the Bible, Quran, Talmud, Kebra Nagast, Bhagavad Gita, Dhammapadas, Vedas, and other perverted pseudo-scriptures and reading them as though they have relevance. Even if he or she did not know the details, his or her Okra, which is rooted in Nokware, would not allow him or her to embrace nor repeat lies. There are some Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut from the continent of Afuraka, Afuraet Kaet, who have attempted to include the fictional character Jesus into the Odu Ifa. They are outright liars, all of them. Their so-called credentials mean absolutely nothing. They are liars. Some of them are lying deliberately, for they realize that accepting this fictional character will make their misrepresentation of the Yoruba religious tradition more palatable to other Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut who have been brainwashed by Christianity all of their lives. Some, on the other hand, have unwittingly promoted these lies because they were misinformed themselves, yet refused to investigate and ultimately refused to heed to their Okra, their Ori Inu. Either way, wittingly or unwittingly, they are liars. Jesus never existed, not black, not white, not of any race at any time or at any place on this earth. Jesus is not an Orisha. Jesus is a manufactured character. The same goes for the fictional character Yeshua ben Pandera and all of the other fictional characters found in the Bible and Talmud. Some in the Akan tradition have promoted the same lie. They have claimed that Jesus was a priest in ancient Kemet, an ancestor, or an Abosom. This is insane propaganda and bespeaks a lack of attunement to the Abosom that they claim to be initiated to. In the Eve Vodun tradition, the same lie has surfaced. In many other Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit traditions as well, We have placed ourselves on the path to be enslaved once again because some have foolishly embraced and perpetuated these lies. This is by the design of the whites and their offspring. They promote disorder, for they are spirits of disorder. And disorder will reign in our ancestral religions until we eradicate the lies and uphold Noquare. Neither Jesus nor Yeshua ben Pandera ever existed of any race whatsoever. The whites and their offspring took the deities Heru and Hensu from Kemet and corrupted Hensu into Hensu, Yeshua, Jesus, and Jesus. They then made this force in nature that operates through the sun and moon into a white male walking around in Palestine 2,000 years ago, upon whom your so-called salvation is dependent. This is insane. Misguided, enslaved Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, in the past century have attempted to make this fictional white male into a black male and therefore legitimize it. Again, you are insane. When you learn of the forces of nature Heru and Hensu, as well as Aset, Asar, Tahuti, and the various other Abosom associated with them, you will find that the whites and their offspring have deliberately perverted a fragment of our ancient religious writings and manufactured fake religious characters and traditions off of these perverted fragments. The same practice is what produced the fictional characters Muhammad and Bilal. These characters never existed at all, of any race whatsoever. Muhammad is a corruption of the name Muhammad, which is a title of the Abosom, god of the Nile River, the Hapi, in ancient Kemet. The functions of this Abosom, this god, and his title were corrupted into a perverse cosmology and name, which was then added to a mythological white Arab. This was done for the purpose of elevating the white Arab, our enemy, to divine status. This is an insult to our intelligence. The name Bilal is a corruption of Belul, Belul, and Bar-Ur. Bar-Ur is a title of the Abosom Set in ancient Kemet. The functions of the Abosom, or god Set, were truncated and fragmented into a perverse cosmology, and his title was corrupted to manufacture a personality for a manufactured Ethiopian who never lived. Bar-Ur became Bal-Ul, Bel-Ul, Bilal, and Bilal. Many Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut attempt to trace their practice of the fake religion of Islam to this fictional character. They also attempt to embrace Sufism and retroactively connect it with ancient Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion. This allows them to attempt to include its foolish practice in various forms of Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion today. Again, this is insane. The title Abraham or Ibrahim is a corruption of the name Iprehui, which is a title of the Abosom, the god Tahuti. The title Ma'al-Heru or Ma'al-Her is another title of Tahuti, which was corrupted from Ma'al-Her to Ma'al-She, Moshe, and Moses. These corrupted titles were added to a perverse cosmology and the mythological manufactured white characters. The brainwashed amongst Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut embraced these fictional white characters who never lived, Abraham and Moses, and then began a campaign to blacken them up. Once again, you are insane. You are a spiritual slave. It is an insult to our intelligence and betrays the fact that we have refused to embrace Noquare. The same process has been applied to the fictional gods such as Jah, Yahweh or Yahuwah, Allah, Buddha. Jah is not the supreme being. Yahweh or Jehovah is not the supreme being. Allah is not the supreme being. Buddha never lived, nor is Buddha the supreme being. For those Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, who foolishly include these fake characters in libation prayers and speeches as equivalents to the supreme being in Afuraka, Afurai Kaitnut, You have been lying on a regular basis. Jah and Yahweh are corrupted titles of the Abosom Tahuti from ancient Kemet. The bird called ibis in English, which Tahuti often takes the form of, is called Habwe in Kemet. The great Habwe, Tahuti, was corrupted into the great Habwe and Yahweh. Tahuti wears a crescent moon on his head very often in his depictions in ancient Kemet, and is called Yah Tahuti, for the crescent moon is called Yah in the language of ancient Kemet. This is the origin of Yah and Yahweh. One of the titles for the creator, Ra, in Kemet is Ra-Ur, meaning Ra, the great one. Ra-Ur, or Ur-Ra, was corrupted into Ul-La and Allah by the whites. The title Ur, meaning the great, and the feminine form Urt, also meaning the great, was applied to many Abosom deities, as well as men and women in Kemet. Ur was corrupted into Ul, El, and Al in the fake religions of Judaism, Hebrewism, Christianity, and Islam. In ancient Kemet, there was no letter L. Any word entering the language of Kemet by an invader of the country which contained a letter L was later translated in the Medutu, the hieroglyphic symbols, with the symbol for the letter R. This is why Ra-Ur, or Ur-Ra, became Ul-La. This is Nokware. Buddha is a corruption of the name of the Abosom Ptah in Kemet. The functions and titles of the Abosom Tahuti, Hensu, Ptah, and Ra were corrupted by the whites and their offspring into Jah, Yahweh, Jesus, Buddha, and Allah. Not only are the actual Abosom Tahuti, Hensu, Ptah, and Ra different forces in creation with unique functions, they are all subordinate to Amen Amenet, the Supreme Being, the Great Father and Great Mother. Thus, to use the corruption of their titles and then claim that they all represent the Supreme Being is a double lie. Not only are Jesus, Allah, Jah, Yahweh, and Buddha fictional characters, but they are corruptions of names of divinities who never represented the Supreme Being in the first place. Again, this is Nokware. Afurakani, Afurite Kaitnit ancestral religion is not ecumenical. There is no such thing as interfaith dialogue, for we are not practitioners of any faith or belief. The whites and their offspring are those who traffic in beliefs, just as they traffic drugs. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, embrace Nokware, truth. We have experiential knowledge of the Supreme Being, the deities, and the ancestral spirits, and have no need for belief. The whites and their offspring had to associate faith and belief with the divine in their fake religions, for no Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut would willingly accept these lies otherwise. We had to be conditioned to believe that spirituality, religion, is based on personal belief, and one's personal belief is no better or worse than anyone else's. This is a lie. Nokware is best. Nokware is natural. Nokware is real. By nature, Nokware, truth, is superior to misguided belief and faith. When Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion is embraced fully, all of the aforementioned fake so-called religions are rejected fully, no matter what form they have taken. Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion and its practice is grounded in Nokware, in truth. Reject the fake so-called religions and fake spiritualities of the whites and their offspring totally, without compromise. And those Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut who claim to practice Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion, yet refuse to let these lies go. Your embrace of Nokware is the rejection of them. Medinde kwesi ra nehempata akan, ene ye ma'al keru da.